getting back to HER2 positivity at San Antonio, right after Dennis's presentation of 006, the FinHER study was presented, and that was published in the New England Journal. Can you talk about what that trial looked at and what they saw?
Well, this is an interesting study that looked at a couple of different questions, one being a comparison of Taxotere versus Navalbean in the adjuvant setting. And in the HER2-positive fraction, they also looked at addition of Herceptin or not to those two drugs. What they found, surprisingly perhaps, is that despite a pretty modest sample size, I think only a few hundred patients in that study, they were able to detect superiority of Taxotere over Navalbean, which actually surprised me a bit, although I think we all knew that Taxotere is probably somewhat more active than Navalbean just from our metastatic experience. But experience in the metastatic setting also has told me in practice that Navalbean's a very, you know, active drug, and so I would have thought you would have needed a much larger sample size to discriminate between those two, and yet they didn't. So that was kind of an intriguing finding in my view. But it confirms preconceived notions that Taxotere would be superior, so that's not surprising at all. The other finding was that the Herceptin arms were superior, which didn't surprise anybody, except for the fact that it was only about 9 weeks of Herceptin, as I recall.
This is like 200 HER2-positive patients,
small,
right?
Small subset, but it reached statistical significance. And in my view, that speaks to the robust nature of the efficacy of this drug. I mean, in retrospect, all of the adjuvant Herceptin studies are massively overpowered, and we never needed to do a 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 patient study to understand that Herceptin has efficacy. And this trial proves it. With a few hundred patients, they were able to demonstrate that a short course of Herceptin is effective. The hazard ratio is spot on with all of the other adjuvant Herceptin trials, which is also intriguing, and it opens the door for consideration of shorter courses of Herceptin, shorter than 1 year even. We're not ready to adopt this as any sort of standard of care yet, though, because the confidence limits around those hazard ratios in the FinHER study are going to be, I'm sure, sizable.
Oh, plus, it's indirect comparison to other studies.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Cross-trial comparison. So, though it may open the door for consideration of study of shorter courses of Herceptin, at the current time, in the U.S. at least, the standard of care will be Herceptin for 1 year. And that'll probably continue to be the case until around 2008, when Martine Piccard has predicted we'll have some insight on the 1 versus 2 year comparison that's ongoing in the European HERA adjuvant Herceptin trial. If the 1 versus 2 year trial shows no difference, then everyone will be highly motivated to study shorter courses looking at less than 1 year. If the 2 year arm is superior to 1 year, then we'll never again look at any shorter courses.